Welcome to the Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast. I am one of the hosts, Lamont, the hostess with the mostest, and we are here, a party of three. Okay, and we're missing two of the snipers. Carrie's not, she's under the weather. She's sick. We miss her. She'll be back soon.
And you better, Carrie.
And John, the ninja, he might pop in or might not. All right, and we have none other than the great Guillotine Thrower herself, Nicole. How are you doing?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I was a little MIA myself, but I'm here now. I'm in the building.
Oh, and we have somebody who came. I thought that, you know, she was gone, but not forgotten. Mrs. Chantel, she came in briefly. I thought I scared them off, but she's one of the three amigos who came in like 2-3 weeks ago. How are you doing?
I'm welcome, good. Chantel.
Hello. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes. So
share my opinion.
Yes, share your opinion, man. Share your opinion. Yes,
we just remember your opinion doesn't matter.
right. Hey, listen, the views of whatever I say should not reflect the ladies of top, okay? You know, because I could get kind of, you know, feisty with my thoughts, you know. The same thing with them. It's their opinion, doesn't matter. Okay. Nicole. We had an interesting conversation off the record. Let's bring it on the record. Let's see. Let's rattle some, you know, Cajun.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to continue on. I know this is like a long, drawn-out saga, but, you know, behind the scenes talking, we were talking about Nick Cannon, and, you know, he already has 8 children. You know, one passed away, so he's now with 8. He just had a newborn son. But how does he split his time, you know, amongst all of those children? And all of, it's like it's broken homes. You know, there's only 7 days a week. You have 8 children by different women. So how are you actually balancing that time with those kids? I mean, they just showed, you know, maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, he shut down a water park for his twins by Mariah Carey. Then they showed another 2-3 days later, he, you know, shut down a butterfly park or something like that for his youngest twin sons. But that's like, you know, it's burnout. And what about the kids? You know, are they, you know, how were they taken to something like that? Because it's like they almost have to be sister wives, you know, the women involved to actually have all of the kids, you know, have their father full time pretty much, or at least as, you know, actively involved. Because that's hard. That's hard on the body. And Nick is a businessman, you know. He's always doing things. So how do you, you know, how do you spread yourself thin like that? And then he's having, you know, they're saying that he may be expecting more children this year. I don't know. What are y'all thoughts on that? Because I just said, how do you, you know, how is he spending his time like that? Is it fair to the kids? You know, is there a balance? You know, it's like it's not stopping.
Chantel, what's your thoughts?
I don't know how he's making it work. I always thought at one time, that, hey, you got all the money in the world and you could have as many kids as you want. But I didn't really think of it in the perspective when she said broken homes, as Nicole said. Like, you know, broken, I didn't think about that. Like, how does he divide up his time amongst 8 different children? And that's very difficult. But I know I look at different celebrities that have a lot of kids, and I was thinking about Ray Charles. I was thinking of Stevie Wonder, and I know they have 13 or more. I think I have an uncle that has 17 children.
Jeez.
Yes, he and it's by different women. And again, like you said, they were east, they were somewhere, and we're in California, somewhere in Jersey, somewhere in New York. So again, he did not have the time to spend with each and every child. And it does, as an educator, I know that it affects the kids, because the kids say, I don't have a dad. I don't see my dad. So it does affect them. It does. Mm. So but we need to backtrack and think, why is Nick want to lace his footprint on the earth like this? We need to look to see what's going on, what happened in his home, what happened in his childhood. Something is going on where he feels like now he wants to be a father to the whole world. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Think it's a midlife crisis, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know,
I don't know.
But you know what? I don't agree with him, but then he might not have time for all the kids at, you know, a certain time, but at least they're comfortable. But imagine the opposite. a man who's always there. He has 8 kids, but he's unemployed. He has 8 kids just circling around. Maybe 4, maybe 5 with one and 3 with another. But he's broke and they living in poverty. You know, like, what's that?
Does money make the family though? I mean, money brings the level of comfort. It can add to, you know, comfortability and a little bit of happiness for a moment, but how do you balance that when they're not there? Technically, he got how many kids? How many women are actually involved with, you know, in Nick Cannon's situation with all of the kids that he has? He has Mariah Carey. He has those twins. He has another, the one that just had his last son. Then the other one that had the son that passed away. And then another one that has like 2 more kids, 2 or 3 kids with him. How do you balance that? You never see a picture with him with all his kids at once. Have we really seen that?
I don't think it's going to be that hard to do it. Not that she started hearing they beefing about it, but like, you may not see group pictures because I think a lot of the chicks, they might be okay, feel away about the next chick. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my child around that. But then, okay, he says, here's this $50,000, man, chill out. Then it's like,
yeah, but it's like you buying a family then. The point is still, kids are lost, you know, they're going to be, you know, without a dad full time, or, you know, he's not easily accessible the way that normally a dad probably should be.
Yeah, you know, but you see,
remember, he's a businessman. He's in television. You know, he's got all these projects and he has a health issue. You know, he had health issues in the past. So how is, you know, where's the balance at?
Yeah,
and it's like you're procreating, but when are you, you know, going to settle down and you're procreating with different women?
But you listen, know, but the thing the about it, yeah, but the thing about it is that you could have a regular guy that's going through drama with his one kid with his baby mother. She's giving him hell with one kid, and he has to stick through it, and he wants to see the child and all that stuff. So it could be, there's so much different things to it. I'm saying, like, listen, you could be happy with a lot of money, or you're gonna give one man hell if he wants to see his kid because you don't want to date him no more, or you don't want him to bring your child around this chick.
I don't think that's the dynamics, because apparently they all don't mind because they just keep
I don't think it's a problem.
Money, you know, I just feel bad for the kids because that's too many broken homes. I'm sorry, however.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Broken home is true. It's
broken
true.
Homes.
It's true.
You're not waking up like that.
it's true. It's kind of a, you know.
But was he a man scorned, or because he's scared of commitment, evidently?
Yeah.
He only committed to Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And at that time, she was a higher artist than him at that time. Maybe he gets somebody else who's higher than him. Then he'll shut himself down. But right now, he's just, boom. He's seeing a bunch of beautiful women. He's on Wildin' Out. He's doing his thing. He's like, he's living his best life, but then why have kids? You know, it's because she say, "Oh, I want to have a kid." I don't know. I don't get it. John, are you you ready to jump in, or you have mic issues, brother?
No, he's not. No, I don't got mic issues. I'm just listening to everyone's opinion. You know,
hey, John, what's up?
What's going on, sister? Welcome back.
Your response.
I don't know why you laughing though. That's all I want to know.
I'm just laughing because you know you're the philosopher there. You analyze. You really get deep with your stuff. So I'm waiting, patiently.
First of all, I'm going to say that shout out to Kerry. You ain't here today, but you know what I'm saying, Kerry. You're still in the mind and soul of everybody here. You know what I'm saying. Hope you get back soon.
Yeah, she's
second sick, of all, welcome to who's the new person that's here today? What's her name? I'm sorry.
Chantel. The infamous.
Oh shoot. That's my ex-girlfriend name. Jesus Christ. Already starting out on a bad foot. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
All right. You know, thank you.
I've been waiting for you though. I've been hearing some stuff about you, so let's chop it up. All right, let me get to the point here. You know, I was listening to everybody comment. And, you know, isn't it in certain places in Africa, it's, you know, different tribes that there's people who have multiple children from a village, right? You know what I'm saying? So we don't know if it could be a belief. It could be a belief in procreate the earth, spread the fruits of the labor of your loins, and move on. there's many people that believe in different ways and different things. So we don't know. But the one thing we do know is a lot of women coming to him. Number one, let's be 100% real, is Nick Cannon. You know what I'm saying? I actually met him and spoke to him many times in real life. He's one of the coolest dudes that you could ever meet. I supported him at my old job, Viacom. Cool dude across the board. Done so much with so many people, but he never talks about it. And just in general, like being around him a lot and speaking to him when I was at my old job, you know, he was somebody that always wanted to help somebody. So I guess, you know, a lot of females will gravitate towards that, right? And when you look at the situation, there's a lot of women out there that literally want to have a child, but don't want the father to have no rights. And I know this, it might sound crazy, but I'm telling you for a fact, because I dealt with one or two that asked me to give them a child, like I told you last week when we were talking, Mark. Mm-hmm. You know, the reality is there's some women that just want a child. They don't want to deal with all the other stuff. You can sign over the rights and listen, I take care of everything. Just give me a child. You know what I'm saying? And this is the day and age that we live in now, right? There's no difference from what Nick Cannon is doing to a woman going to a sperm bank. Mm. But it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same. It's
but
the
who's
same
suffering?
Thing,
so. Who's suffering in the long term when it's these type of situations?
Well,
because I mean, you're right. There's plenty of places in Africa and across the globe that do have multiple children, and it takes a village to raise them. However, in certain situations, these are you're basically creating kind of broken homes, because how do you spread yourself so thin? You know, when you have a lot of kids like that.
Well, I would assume that he could get all the children together and spend time. Like, you know, it might not be often, right? But usually what happens from a home, that my personal opinion, from a home that is apparently broken, where the father's not around a lot, but the mother's there, children tend to take on the problems of adults. And I think a lot of adults don't realize that, right? So when a child sees the stress and the suffering of the moms going through whatever, because usually what normally happens is a vicious cycle, right? Father's not around. Mother's, you know, complaining about legitimately what's right. The father's not there. He's not coming around. She don't mean to say it in front of him. But the reality is the son might overhear, the daughter might overhear. Then what happened? Then the daughter starts to have that animosity or son to the father, and it's just a vicious cycle because they see their moms in pain, right? So, you know, it pisses them off, and then of course the moms see their children in pain. It's just a vicious cycle in general. Mm-hmm. So,
but then again, on the flip side of that, John, let's take the dynamics out of, you know, the mother may say something bad about the father. You have in the case of somebody who has the money, but they're just not there. The kids are still suffering because they're like, my father, a great provider, or my mother, a great provider, but they weren't there.
I'm gonna point out something to you. When I was talking just now, when later on I want you to go back, I never said anything about money.
No, but it's being there. The being there,
But that's my whole point though. When I was talking to you, I never said anything about money because I do want to bring that up. I was leaving that, but I'm glad now I'm gonna point it out. Money does play a factor, all right? I'm going to tell everybody why.
That's just life itself.
Well, I think, because some people say, you know, you contribute in the ways that you can. And yes, the first thing that you can always contribute is the easiest and the cheapest, but means the most is to be around, right? You don't have to have, you know, I think what happened is society dictates to a lot of brothers that, yo, if you're not giving up that money, you're kind of worthless. But the reality is, money can't teach the most valuable things, lessons in life, if you're not around.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say to every brother listening to this, I don't care if you're not even working, bro. Go see your seed. You know what I'm saying? Go see your child. Be with your child. Go hang out with your child. Do things. I don't care if you got to go walk in the park, talk to them every day. Be present. Because, you know, that's the first thing. Yo, God will bless you, bro, if you're present in your children's life. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
That's what it comes fact. Out. Snap a fact, man. We could go on forever with this one. This is a deep conversation.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut it
man.
Short because I could keep on going with that.
Yeah, money, no, I mean,
money.
I was
one
gonna
thing,
add
one more thing. One more thing. One more thing.
Uh-huh.
Money. dictates a lot. And you know, I heard when y'all said it before. The reason why I say that is because money allows for a child to have one up in this world. Quick explanation. Certain areas, right? And this is just what it is in New York City. Certain areas have better schooling, right?
That's everywhere.
I understand that. But I'm just talking about New York City right now. I'm showing you an example. Certain areas have better schooling, right? The areas that usually have better schooling have better funding. The reason why they have better funding, because they have higher property taxes. Higher property taxes keeps the middle to lower class usually out of the area, or just lower class, and it's everything is set up strategically that basically, if you have enough money to live in this area, you will get the better resources for your children. This is a known fact. This is not, you know, and this is just where I say money play comes into play, because it's unfortunate that my personal opinion on this, it shouldn't matter where a child lives. Everybody should get the same equal footing when it comes to school. But unfortunately, that's not the case in the United States. Mm. That's just what it is.
Snap of facts. Okay. As we, you know, as we move on, this is a great one. Because, you know, another question could be is, what is considered a broken home? If you look at 10 of your friends who has kids and their mother and their father are not together, is that a broken home? So then, I mean, that percentage of broken homes is very, very high, 90% with just one child. So, I mean, Nick having, and he's just one child, and you have a father, and you're going back and forth with him, and he's not giving this, he's not. But Nick Cannon, again, it could be a religious thing like John was saying, but at least one thing he has, he has money. That's one thing you have. That's one thing he has. So, and that's the start, man. That's the biggest part. You know, like we were speaking offline, me and Chantel, she was like, yeah, kids are expensive. Remember that? You said kids are expensive.
Yeah, very.
And you got money, you up there. But yes, as right. We proceed to give you what you need, Chantel had an interesting topic. You know, let's hear what she has to say.
Before we go into the topic, for all of you out in podcast land, if you missed it, you are joining Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast. Remember to share, like, tell somebody, and just let everybody know about the podcast. Don't forget and subscribe, most importantly. And your opinion is just that. Your opinion is your own. We're not trying to influence. We're just here for entertainment, expressing our own opinion and our views. Thank you.
What? Why are you lying to them for? I'm trying to influence the world, baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's you, John. That's you, okay?
She's speaking for herself.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
Okay, Chantel, yes.
Okay, so here's my question. What do you, excuse me, in a situation where many, I've heard of situations where men have, they think they're the father of the child, and they find out later that they're not the biological father. Now, sometimes when they're in the hospital, they sign a birth certificate, right? Even though they find out that they're not the father, and even though they sign that birth certificate, they're still responsible for that child. Mm. Crazy, right? Some men just walk away, and some men are like really upset and walk away, but they're still responsible by paying child support, et cetera, et cetera. They're still, and some men still be like, feel like they should stay in the relationship and continue that bond with the child. To me, I feel like you already that father figure. So I would just be like, just, you know, if I was a guy, I would just probably just stay. I would be very upset with the woman in my mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Cause I'm just like, how can you just walk out of a child's life if you find out 10 years later that's your child?
Yeah, listen. It's a greasy game.
Got the sirens going. Okay. Sorry about that. You know, I live in a busy city.
Oh, that was quick. What's that? Yeah. The president came and left. Yes, but for me, if that was me, now 10 years is kind of messed up, man. Your heart, your soul, everything is already in there. 10 years, and then you find out it's not yours. Yeah. I'll be broken, man.
So you would just walk out of the child's life
like that?
Nah, I would know how I would do it, right? You know who's going to pay for that? The woman's going to pay for this shit. she's gonna pay for that. I ain't going to do homeboy dirty or homegirl dirty. I ain't going to do him dirty. I'm not going to do him dirty until, not really dirty, but I'm what I'm going to do. I'm going to, if it's 10 years old, it's, you can't really walk away, man. You get out that house. You then, as you said, it's a broken home. Yeah, it's going to be a broken home now. She lied. We're gonna remix this thing up right now. I'm gonna be there for the child, but not in the capacity how she wants. So how it's on my terms. It's gonna be even cheaper for me because I'm not paying half of nothing that she got going on over there. I'm gonna work it out to get off child support, and I'm gonna just solely invest in him. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, still child support. You got to pay for where he lives and all that. But me, I'll be heartbroken, man.
Easier said than done, though, because I mean, I actually know of a real life story like that. Someone, you know, per se had a child, and the father, you know, the alleged father got involved with somebody, and that person was actually urging him to take a paternity test. And during the process of him taking the paternity test, he promised the child that he would still be there even if he wasn't the father. Mm-hmm. Turns out he was not the father and he was ghost.
I hear that on talk shows. Oh,
terrible.
Like when they're about to read the results, like, I don't care, whatever it is, if he's not mine, I'm still gonna be part of the child. You sound ridiculous. And say the child is young, say the child is 2 years old, you sound foolish. If that child is under four, or in the four, and I find out this trifling little whore did that, I'm out.
Okay? Yeah, but remember, the child is stuck in there. Yes. You know, the one that's going to be really having damage. No, that's an issue that the child could deal with the parent later in adulthood. Because trust me, children know, and they don't stay kids forever. That's a later on adult situation. The problem is that child is going to suffer in the long term because they're small, they built a bond with that parent.
But in the long term, you know how he's going to suffer. You know how he's going to suffer in the long term.
He's going to be looking at the mother with a side eye.
He should. You know how he's going to suffer in the long term when he wants to meet his real father. That's how he's going to suffer. He's going to be like certain things that, okay, it's like, say he needs a donor and you and your father don't match. Certain things is going to happen in life, and he's going to have to see things. He's going to have to see it.
That's why it needs to be addressed early on. If it is that type of situation, that this is not your biological father, this is still, you know, your daddy or whatever. This is not the biological, but he is your daddy. He is your father. He, you know, unfortunately, it's the kids that suffer. There's no cut and dry in this whole situation. And it is horrible. You know, it's how they say, fault. Mommy, daddy's maybe, mommy's baby. That's right. A true saying. That's exactly woman, what it is. It's daddy's baby, fault. Mommy's baby.
It's the woman's fault. John, what's your opinion?
People involved. If you had questions, then, you know, if you suspected somebody may not be your child, don't wait. Don't wait, you know, years on down the road to go and get a paternity test. Do that ASAP. And then if you're signing the birth certificate, it's unfortunate that a lot of people, because there are a lot of innocent men that was caught in a trap like that, and they're held financially responsible for the child that's not theirs. However, maybe that's something that the policymaker should look into, you know, changing the laws around. Take them to court. Take the mother to court for that. Then, I mean, you know, it's a sad situation all across the board. The kid is the one that's suffering.
It is, John. What's your perspective on this?
Technically, I know there was a law that was trying to be passed to make sure that once a child's born in the hospital, that you do a paternity test to see if the child is yours.
That's dope.
A lot of people was fighting against it, but I think it's a smart thing to do.
Yes.
Because it just, I mean, it's not nothing to do insulting anybody, but there's a lot of situations in what y'all described, or what you described, Chantel, where a brother comes in there thinking it's his, you know, he signed that paperwork. Once he signed the paperwork, that child is his, regardless biologically or not. And then there's plenty of stories like that. And, now you gotta pay the child support. Now, Monty, to address what you said, brother, I'm gonna need you to put on your big boy pants.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
Because what happened is, if you're in that child life, right? Uh-huh. And I'm not going to shout out to all the brothers that decided to stay, because what happened is, you got to understand, imagine your daughter, you holding your daughter, right? 2 years down the road, you find out your daughter's not yours. You have bonded with her because you lived there with her. Mm-hmm. You say that. I'm just saying, that because right now your emotions are, you know, like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah, I'll be broken.
Right. But there's a lot of brothers who think I'm broken. I would hate her to the world, but I'm not going to hate my daughter. She's still my daughter. I don't care. And they would stay, not to stay with the mother, but they would be involved in that child life. And I'm not going to knock anybody hustle for doing. Matter of fact, I salute them because it's something super tough to do and to deal with. Right. And it's one thing I think, Nicole, you said, you know, in the end of the day, the children don't got nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They had no decision being brought into the world. They just brought into the world. You know, so it's, but, you know, in the end of the day, if they do this testing, if they make this a law, I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just solves a lot of issues right out the gate. You know,
well, you know, that's going to be, I agree with you, John, on that. And I know we always go head to head sometimes on different things, but I definitely agree with you on that one, because it's a disservice to all parties involved. And especially the child. So I agree, because you have a lot of females out here that, and
they trifling.
Trifling as ever. And instead of being upfront with that, they wait. And then, you know, you have situations where the birth certificate is signed, that's not his kid, you know, whatever. And then the simple fact that if somebody was with somebody and they find out that that's not their child, let them cut it right there at the hospital. It's over. This way, you're not doing a disservice to the child. You're not, you know, building any kind of relationship. It's cut and dry right to the point right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, Nicole. Real talk. And this is a true story I'm about to tell you. I used to talk to this girl, right? And she had a daughter. You know, I used to come by, come through, talk to her, whatever. I'm not going to say the age of the daughter, nothing like that, you know, but young. And, you know, when I walk in the street with her, you know, I used to sometimes, I saw her baby father, right? Cool dude. Shout out to the baby father, cool dude. You know, anytime his daughter needs something, came over, gave money, was paying for everything, made sure she went to private school, everything was dope. And I'm walking, you know, sometimes I walk with the girl through the street, and then there was this guy that I didn't know, but I seen him, and they looked like brother and sister. So she told me, she said, that's my family member. I was like, oh, what's up? Give him dap, whatever. Fast forward later on, I find out that's not her freaking family member. That's her child's, the real child's baby father.
Oh, my gosh.
The dude that was literally coming over all the time, was giving money, paying things, that's not his biological child.
I want to cut her off.
And of course I cut her off. But my thing I said, let me tell you something.
That's
the only reason I'm not going to tell this dude the truth is because I know he's going to end up killing you. And I don't want him to waste. I don't want him to waste his life because he's a good dude. But I'm telling you right now, if he ever finds out that you cheated with this dude around the way, and the thing is, the guy looks like the girl. He looks like brother and sister.
Damn.
So of course, the daughter looks like both of them. And you can't tell. This, you know, it's like, yo, when I tell you this is a real story right here, it's crazy. Yo, my.
How did you feel about that, John, though? Like, you know.
She was a whole bag after that for me. She was a whole bag and I was out. It wasn't, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, I would have told, man.
People like that.
Yo, listen.
No, but not just for things. That's
terrible. You know what it is for me? Trust me. How I am back in the days and still up until now. When somebody wrong me, I'm out. You get cut off like you did your umbilical cord, like you never even exist. And when she did that, I told her, I said, yo, you the fondest person I've ever known. I don't care how cool he was, how he was rocking. I'm never talking to you again. Drop my number, lose my number. And I said, you lucky I don't tell me. Lucky. I want to tell this dude so bad. No, when I tell you, he was like one of the nicest dudes as a father. You know what I'm saying? Me meeting him and anything that she needed. I was there when she called for stuff. And he was just like, yo, I'm on my way. Or I'll just, you know, I'll bring over the money. Or anything that the daughter needed, yo.
That's horrible.
I would have told her.
Nah, yo, it was to protect him, John.
John, it's just like how you said, Monty, put on your big boy pants, man. You got to put your pants on and you tell homeboy, tell homeboy the truth. You tell him the truth. That's not his child.
I wanted to. But the thing is, homeboy, I could tell that he's one of those dudes.
Snap.
He would not handle it well. Bro.
Yo, listen, let it be. You know what it is, bro? That's what I would do. I would
want him to go to jail.
Yo, listen, to jail. If he's a sound man like how you saying he is, he's very thin. He's not going to kill nobody.
He's turning that back on you, John. That's not true, bro. Crimes of passion, kid.
That's deception. That's not crime of passion. She deceived
you. Yo, bro, and that's stuff that make you snap, bro.
Yo, think about that. Yeah, John, you're an accessory to the crime, bro. You are.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You are.
Well, you know what? I'd rather keep that brother out of jail than him going to jail.
Mm-mm, not me. I'm sorry. I'm telling. Let me tell you something how I would have told. Let me tell you. I had a friend. This is years back. He was dealing with this chick. And then next, you know, this chick, she has a kid. And you know, they're young and frisky. We're in our 20s and stuff like that. She wind up another one of my homeboys. But we're not in the same crew. I'm in the pool with different crews. But we're in different crews. Like I hang with the older crews and she was dealing with somebody in my crew. But make a long story short, he wind up dealing with Shorty, right? He wind up boning Shorty too. But my man, he been dealing with going up to Philly for a while, checking on her like that. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, But once he told me, the older guy told me, he said, yo, Mark, boom, boom, boom. I slept with homegirl. Don't say that. I said, what? What are you talking about? You slept with who? Blah, blah, blah. I said, where? I said, yo, listen, it's the only thing. You got only two options here, right? You tell him exactly what's what. You tell him what you did. What you doing? Because he don't care. That's not his girl. He's not going to care. Or I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my gosh, Monty.
That's your option. This is it. They get to look at me like I'm foul. I'm like, yo, listen, you're not going to. Like they say, bros over hoes, right? Even though y'all two may not be bros, but I'm in the middle. So I feel both. He's a bro on my side. You're a bro on this side. And y'all know each other. And it's the chick that he don't care about. I'm telling. And I did. I did.
And what happened with your relationship with the guy afterwards?
Right.
What do you mean relationship? This guy bones a lot of... No, listen, that's the thing about it is he's a guy that dealt with a lot. He might be at 2,000 chicks right now.
No, but I'm saying your relationship with that guy, because you said bros over, you know, bozos. I'm just switching it around a little bit.
No, and nothing.
So what was your relationship with him afterwards?
That's still my boy. Because listen, he's don't love them hoes. You got to think about it like this. If it's a guy who's dealing with a lot of women, and that's my thing, is like, yo, you're dealing with a lot of hoes, he's dealing with a lot of hoes. Why would this be a secret?
He's still looking at you with the side eye too. Yeah, listen, somewhere down the line.
Yeah, listen. I don't care how they looking at me, but I'm saying I don't play that. You know what somebody else done to me. I'm not gonna take too long, but let me tell you what happened to me personally. I wasn't even dealing with this. Is the same crew. I wasn't even dealing with none of them, right? Somebody I know was actually a relative of mine, right? He winds up meeting up with one of them. Okay, through me, however, and she told him, "Don't tell mine."
So he started messing with her?
Yeah. She told him, "Don't tell mine." And then everybody knows that I didn't try to talk to not one of them. But it was like, they just didn't want me to know. It's my family member. Waited a year for something bad to happen for them to break up. Then he tells me, "Hey, Mark, you know, I was dealing with Shorty. And, you know, I'm financing her computer. And she doesn't want to give it back. Just standing there." I said, "What?"
And he told you that.
And he told me that. He said, I did not tell you because she told me to.
Yo, Ma, you're killing me right now. I'm going to keep it above 100 with you, bro. You ever heard the saying, stay out of grown people business? That also applies for grown people too, you know. Shit. Stay out of grown people business. let me tell you something. Unless it's your 100, your man, 100 grand, your man, stay out of people's business. Yo, one time I jumped in, interfere. I seen this guy that I knew around the way was beating on his girl. I jumped in.
You know that one, John. You should have just.
Terrible. But I'm saying, though, I'm not going to let no dude jump. Yeah, but I knew who to do. Yo, you know how we stay back in the days. People know not to mess with certain people. You know what it is. So I jumped in, broke it up. And do you know the girl was like, mind your business? She told me to mind my business, but she was getting her ass beat. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's when I learned that lesson. I said, wow.
But let me ask you this, though, right? John, in the interim with that, do you think she told you to mind your business maybe to save you or to save
her? Nah, because it wasn't nothing shaking this way. Trust me.
No, but what I'm saying is, you never know the possibilities with that.
No. There was no possibility.
A detrimental thing for her.
Zero.
Somebody jump in, he's going to take it out on her even more later.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what it was, but he was beating her ass like a dude. I couldn't stand there and watch that. You know what I mean? So, and then I stopped him. But then she was just like, buy your business. And they started arguing again. I just walked away. I don't know, you know what I'm going to do at that point. But the bottom line is, certain people do certain things. Yo, matter of fact, I'm going to bring up a scenario to y'all. Okay? And this happened in real life, what I'm about to say next. You go to a hotel, right? It's obvious that you're cheating on your significant other. Right, just keeping it honest, right? Just painting the story. Chantel, matter of fact, I'm gonna hit Chantel with this. Chantel.
Grab your seat, let's, Chantel. Here we go.
Okay, you got a boyfriend, right? Boom. Right? You got a boyfriend. I'm just saying, not saying you do or girlfriend, whatever. I'm just saying in general. You have your significant other, right? But you link up with somebody else during the day, you go to the hotel, right? Then all of a sudden, you go out the hotel for a moment to go to your car, and you see your homegirl car there, like parked at an angle blocking you in. So you like, yo, you find out this chick is up in here too. So you laughing and giggling about it, right? So now you honking your horn for your homegirl to come move her car so you can get the hell out. You know your homegirl play a lot, right? So you honking your horn. At least 5 minutes later, you see the door open up to the hotel room, you know, my motel room. And when you look real quick, it's your girlfriend's husband. Your girlfriend's husband comes out and says, yo, what's up? Looks at you and says, yo, my bad. Let me move the car. And moves the car. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you go back, Chantel, and tell your homegirl that her husband was cheating in the hotel room, knowing that he might turn around and do the same thing to you? Go. And this happened in real life, by the way.
Chantel?
Well, I would tell her because I would want my friend to tell me in a situation like that.
But what about you?
Although I'm doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. So what about
I know
you?
I'm doing the wrong thing.
You know you're about to touch your L too.
There's a truth. There's a that's my best friend. So there's a truth there. You gotta tell me what's going on. Now,
let me tell you something.
I have to deal with whatever the situation I'm dealing with the dude that I'm dealing with. I already know that I'm wrong, but she knows I'm gonna tell her, like, you know, that your man was up in the hotel with another chick. I would expect her to do the same.
Yeah. You better think again because ain't nobody, everybody looking like, damn. Well, you know what? When this happened to the guy that I know, and it was the vice versa, what I told you, he was like, yo, he's seen his homeboy wife.
And he just walked away?
No, she was like, yo, move your car. Because he thought it was her. He thought it was him in the hotel, but it wasn't. And when she came out, he was like, yo, just move your car. He just looked at her and he just moved the car. Why? Because she knows his wife. And he is best friends. That's his best friend's wife. So what the hell is he going to say?
That's what that is.
Yo, listen. It's the Tower Inferno. That's what's going on here. we're going to be everybody getting burnt up. I'm telling.
Wait, you telling? Ma, you telling?
John, if
John,
if I see wife, if I see your wife coming out of motel and she sees me coming out of motel.
You're cheating too, though.
Yes, if she sees me coming out, but she don't know if my wife is inside. She don't know.
No, that's BS. That's BS.
She don't know. But I'm going to call and say, yo, John. Remember, I'm going to call and say, yo, John, yo, are you over at that hotel?
Bro, you know what time it is. Bro.
John is going to say, what?
You know, you,
John's going to run there barefoot.
I'm going to say something.
I'm slinging bullets from over here, son.
Y'all is gonna go barefoot.
My wife knows I'm crazy, yo. She do. That's what turns her on about me. But I'm crazy. She already knows.
If you just tuned in, you're tuning into Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast, and your opinion is just that of your own. Don't forget Nicole. To share, like, subscribe. Yeah. We're having a lot of
Nicole's saving us right now. She's saving everybody. She's like, John is here.
Hey, yo, listen, man. It's a Tower Inferno, man. I'm sorry, man. We all know.
Real talk. He had to look at his homegirl wife, and he never said nothing. You know what he said? His lie, what he told me, he said my logic was, he be cheating anyway too, so I'm not gonna say nothing.
Oh my gosh!
Right? Because why am I gonna blow up my spot? Because the moment I say something, she's gonna run back and tell my wife. I'm not with that.
Hey yo, you know. Hey yo, listen. Me too. You know what that leaves room for, right? That leaves room for him and her to hook up. That's what that leaves room for. That leaves room for that. Oh, you didn't tell. I didn't tell. I'll bet. So we could share things that nobody else would know. Nah, man, yo. Burn the house down. Everybody
got
to burn.
Okay, hold on. So I got another question to ask right now. I'm gonna go back to Chantel because I already know what Nicole's gonna say already.
I know what I'm gonna say, John. All right, cool.
You know what? I'm gonna go to Nicole then.
Oh Lord, I knew he was gonna do
this.
She says, no, Lord.
But this is the reality, right? You know, nowadays, you know, we always talk about, you know, a man having two wives. Right? But what about you, Nicole? If you could have two husbands, would you do it?
Nope, absolutely not.
Okay. I don't know why I feel like Chantel's giggling her brain right now. I can feel her energy. And I ain't even seen the screen yet. Now,
you just asked me that question to get me out the way on this one because he really wanted to come to Chantel for that one. Because he knew what
see,
I was saying.
You don't see, you know what I'm saying? If you are, and there's a lot of women that's doing that right now too, that actually have two husbands. Right? If it goes, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't knock anybody's life. You know, polygamy, you want to do it, great. But what do you feel you'll be able to handle two men? No,
I can't do that.
You said that with a serious face.
I don't smile on her face.
You know what it is, bro? If I had asked Nicole that question 10 years younger, she'd probably say a different story. I could see it on her face. But anyway, let's move on. Yes, there you go. See, you go to smile. 10 years younger, boy, you'd have caught me dead. I'd have told you different.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I always believe this, and anybody that knows me near and dear, I respect whatever I'm in.
No doubt.
I respect what I'm in, so I'm not gonna step outside.
That wouldn't be disrespect. He said two husbands, meaning like
I respect the one relationship that I'm in, so to juggle two is disrespect. For me,
I hate you.
Your opinion doesn't matter, and this is my opinion. Okay, my opinion is I respect what I am in the one situation, so I'm not going to jump into two. So, and even 10 years ago, trust and believe, I have people 20, 30. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Nah, you'll see she's talking to him right now through the camera, bro. He's listening.
I'm not good. I'm not even going to lie. I would not be good at a cheater. I'm not good at it.
It's not cheating, Nicole. I'm talking about this.
No, but like, you said 10, 20 years ago, whatever. That wasn't me.
It wouldn't matter.
No, no. I'm just saying.
I'm not talking about
that's not him. That's not her.
It's not me. I'm not good at it. And I'm honest with it. And everybody that knows me knows.
Chantel said two is not enough. She said two is not enough.
Oh, two is good.
Wait, let me. I'm trying to tell you. So if Chantel, if you can have two men as your husband, y'all all living together, you would have no problem with that.
I mean, as long as they see this, we have to have some rules. They can't go. They can't have two wives and then have other.
No. It's not.
They just with me.
Same way.
Sure, yes. Why not?
Yes. It's the flip. Yeah. It's the flip. Hey, yo, you know this.
Morris, you know, the sister right over here and the right, over there.
You,
yeah, why not?
Oh, shit.
You do know that there's sisters out there doing this right now. Oh, the same way how men are doing it. Same way. Where the guy, the two guys love her and they're just with her and she is the queen bee of her household and she has two husbands. Look at her. She's like, oh, shit, I'm intrigued with this.
Yeah, Monday.
Moved to Ohio. Tuesday. That's where a lot of it goes down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Moved to these places like this. This is just what it is. See? And you know, so funny, we talk about the flip side of that with the man being like that. But, you know, shout out to all the women that have two husbands. Yo. I mean, that's phenomenal. I that's amazing to me. Like, you know what I mean? Because she's the alpha female. And then it goes back to what I said, Nicole, you wasn't here last week. And
no.
You know what? The same way how Chantel, you wasn't here.
Oh,
and I shout out to all the women out there, because what I'm about to tell you next again is key to your survival in this world of dating.
Oh gosh.
Monty, you know what I'm going to say?
Next,
I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
This is my 100% honest opinion. And this is the I'm going to say this is a fact.
We're going to ask them.
I need y'all to listen.
I got my ears wide open.
Okay. I need y'all to open your mind to what I'm about to say next. Don't jump on it yet. Just hear me out. I'm going to say this one more time to everybody out there. All men are dogs. Let me repeat this again. All men are dogs. You know when a woman is successful in a relationship? When she realizes that she needs to be a dog trainer. Yes. Once again, all men are dogs.
I think he's going to talk about the other thing you said.
Ladies, be a dog trainer. And let me break down to you why I say all men are dogs. We all have the capability to cheat. Right? But just like certain dogs that are aggressive and bite, there's some who are docile. There's some who are home trained. There are some who are subdued. We all have that trait in us. If a woman learns how to train or to deal with, and yes, a lot of women, a lot of brothers don't want to realize it, but when I mean train, if you have a good woman, she'll come into your life and make your life better, enhance your life. You know what I'm saying? See where your weaknesses is and try to tweak them to make you a better man. That's all part of dog training. What does a dog trainer do? Dog trainer comes in.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Yo, it's so simplistic in what I'm saying, but I know it's going to piss people off.
Yeah,
but the reality is exactly that.
Mm-mm,
Every man has it in them, yo.
No,
your ladies, trust me, ladies, be a dog trainer.
We got the horns going. Wait. Okay,
no. No, John. You could say you're a dog. I'm not a dog.
Bro, you're a dog, bro.
No form and fashion. Me and that woman is, we both could,
bro.
Actually, anybody, any one of us could cheat. We all got that in us.
You're not here.
What John is saying? On what John is saying?
We had a conversation when he was 20 and he was saying that the mere thought of his woman cheating, just a mere thought, he would go and he would just go and date all these different type of women.
Yeah.
So you was dating all of them, so you was a dog then.
It's not being a dog. I was an opportunist. That's not being a dog. It's a big difference.
Yo, mine is a German Shepherd.
I was providing a high level service. You know, extreme services all over the place. But no, I was not a dog. That's not a dog. That's because if women do the same thing as men, they do it too.
But the
thing about it is, right? You saying that you're a dog. Think about it like this.
So that means that your woman.
So let's take you out of it. A woman.
Nah, don't take me out of it.
So your wife could put on her stilettos and put on her a 90
heels. She's a dog trainer.
She could put a heel on your neck. That's what you're telling me.
if I like it, I love it.
So then now if she goes, if she wants to get into the domination thing and she goes and she gets the chain from your neck and then all of a sudden you just open up your drawer one day and then you pull open and you see like a black.
And if I like it, so what? That's between me and my wife.
Ew. I'm saying if you, yeah, I didn't finish. You, what? Wait, hold on. So you know what I was going to say. You find some black in your drawer.
Yeah.
And it's a dildo.
Okay.
And she wants to slam that on you. Cause
oh, come on, man. Nah, this limits to the madness. Like, you know what I mean? Come on now. You OD right now.
But you just said if you like it. I'm like, no, yo, I said, you know
I said no, because you didn't further the story. I cut you off.
No, but you said you're a dog that means she could train you. So that means she could train you.
You know what it is? You're thinking literally like a pet on the floor. You're not thinking in an analytical way.
No, there's no way to think
come
like
in. That. Yo, okay, Nicole. Chantel. You can't tell me, right, that y'all never met a guy, right? And a guy's not perfect. He's rough around the edges, right? Most women have a nurturing nature. They look at a guy and see where the strength and what their weaknesses are. This is just in y'all DNA to do this. Most women, shout out to most women, right? And it's not that y'all trying to tell us what to do. But if you feel that you're with somebody that you love and you're committed to this person, you won't want to see the best for them. Right? It's just like I told you the other day, Mom, right? When women know how to finesse, they know how to manipulate better than men. And this is being real because of the situation that they're in, sometimes they have to do this. If a woman comes to a man, right? And like I told you, if your wife came to you, Mom, and said, yo, Mom, I need this done by Tuesday. Right? Chantel, right? You tell your man, I need this done by Tuesday.
Oh, I remember
that dude's gonna look at you like the fuck. Who she think she talking to? That shit ain't getting done until next week Thursday. But Chantel, if you come to your man and say, "Baby, I really need this done before Wednesday. Can you make that happen?" That man will probably get it done by Monday and have an extra 2 days to spare. It's all about how you phrase it and how you present it.
That's right.
And us men don't like to be told what to do. But if you say it suggestions in a certain way, we'll do the world for you. That's why I said dog trainer. Know how to stroke, know how to rub, go behind the ears, do all that stuff. And you know what? Once you figure that out, yo, Monty, let me tell you something. I'm gonna be real to you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Ladies. If your wife came here and heard this, she would probably be like, she'd probably walk away laughing, like, yep, John is right.
What?
Monty's a German Shepherd. I done trained him a while now.
Listen. I guarantee you, both of them, this is, they would like it to be. They would like it to be. Yeah, Nicole
Monty, and, she and, trained you, bro. No. She made you better, bro.
Listen, yo, she did.
Nicole. I'm pleading just admitted the fifth it. He just admitted it. Did your wife not make you better?
She made me better. I made her better.
There you go. Trainer.
See,
that was it. Trainer, it's just our dog,
she upgraded me. I upgraded her too. You know what I'm saying?
See, we're not stop doing that. That's something Nicole does. A tit for tat. We're not talking about man to woman.
You're trying to throw me under the bus again.
It couldn't be a show without him. You know what?
They battle all the time.
We don't do the tit for tat right now.
It couldn't be a show without him doing it.
Monty,
just one time.
Own it. Own it up. I had to do that because Monty, own it up. Let's not flip the script.
Come on, Chantel. Let's go. What you guys
said? I already told you, Monty. You know, yes, true.
Not me. You definitely.
You too. I know for him, he definitely was a dog, and now his wife was definitely a dog trainer.
Dog trainer.
No, but what about you? Are you? Do you believe in
at
yourself?
She's in the closet.
I do. I think I made my husband a better person. I do. I think I was a dog trainer. That's for sure. Because he had
Don't give up too much. Don't give up too much. She's not scared like you are, Nicole.
There you go. I hear you, Nicole.
Yeah, smart.
Surface.
He didn't even value marriage. He didn't think marriage was important and all that.
And look how you trained him. Good girl. And then you've
been together for 15 years, and that's like
a there you go. You're such a good boy. Such a good boy. Good boy.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yo, Mont, if you can't see what I'm telling you, bro, you already been domesticated. Mont been domesticated. He can't see it. He don't even see what happened. That's how I know how good your wife is, kid. You couldn't see what I'm saying. Like, listen. That's crazy.
Pretty sneaky, sis. Now listen to this. Listen to Chantel, right? Listen to what she said, right? 15 years strong marriage, right? She trained him, right? But then you did ask her, how she feel about two husbands? Uh-oh. And what did she say? Shimon Moore and somebody else? Did we hear sometimes, her current husband? Did we hear her current husband in internet?
Sometimes doors come in pairs, son. That's how it works.
Yeah. So she live in a fantasy in her mind, but in real life it's something.
That was in my mind. That's not reality.
I know, but it's not reality. But some of these that, you know what? We don't believe you. I think he said, listen, woman, I want you to clean and cook. Boom, get over there. That's it.
No, that's not.
Nah, that's how
it is. Nah, course, I don't get that vibe from her, son. I don't get them vibes for her.
No. Her and her crew, they I don't think they're going for
nothing. So think about it, Mike. When your wife makes food for you, she tell you, come and eat a certain time. You come and eat. You know what I'm saying? When she needs you to go do something, yo, I need you to go pick this up. You go and pick it up, right? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I need you to do this for you. You do it right away, right? Because she domesticated you, bro. You working on her time, and you don't even see it right now.
No, that's
and then, love. And then you know she rewards you with little treats. She rewards you with treats.
He's telling you about his life.
Yo,
this is his
life. Mike don't see. Yo, bro, I own up to mine. I know when
he got a jar of treats for you.
But you've been trained, John, huh?
Oh, I'm domesticated now. I'm domesticated.
Yeah. Okay.
And before I was a ravaged dog out there biting and moving on everything. But she was the only woman that was able to come in and domesticate me. That's why I'm married.
Okay. That's
she gave me all the stuff that I need. Where I'm like, you know, I'm good. You know, just being real. I can't sit here and lie. And this is why I'm talking to Spence. I know what it is. When a good woman comes to your life, she makes your life better.
Doesn't make it worse.
I agree.
I think that's what happens to Monty. I seen Monty in his different stages of his life. This is the best stage I ever seen him in, and because of his wife. And his wife came in and made changes to his life, and you just don't want to admit it, Mike. That's just what it is.
Right now, you don't have to be drastic.
You don't have two balls. You have one, and that's okay. You have to know when to accept the facts, son.
It'll
set you free, son.
Bro, it sound like you slipped your own balls off. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it. Let me surrender,
bro. I told my wife. And she would laugh. I said, don't think I don't see what you're doing, you know. I just allow you to do it because I know it benefits me the most. And she starts cracking up because she tries to, I'm too smart for it. She tries to say things in a certain way suggestively to get me to do something. And I just giggle. And I said, you think I'll do it? I'm going to do it. But let me just let you know, I see what you're doing.
Because John don't like to be told what to do. That's why he still had to put that in.
She'll take that back. She walk in here. She be like, "Oh my
listen, John detaches his balls every time he comes into the house, man. He puts it in a jar and says, yo, look.
I'm here for you, love.
No, he's trying to come back right now because Nicole, he's a little salty because the truth just came out that he's been domesticated.
Oh my God!
It's
a good domestication. Finally, to hear some, you know, uplifting stuff, and to actually hear the truth. You know, it's good. It's good because nowadays, with the way things are out here in relationship wise, it's crazy. So it does shed some light. There are some positive things, and we just got to continue to strive forward to the positivity. And some things, you know, just better. You know how they say, silence is golden. Sometimes silence is golden.
You can try to
know what's going on, and don't want to tell what to do.
Right? Look at you, Nicole. Look at you, Chantel. You have to be a strong sister to train a dog. You know what I'm saying? You are technically, and men don't want to admit this too. A man that's rambunctious and out there doing his thing, it takes a stronger woman than his will to train him, and that's what it is. There's no shame to this. You know what I'm saying? And you just got accepted for what it is. Chantel mentally in certain aspects is stronger than her husband, and it helps balance stuff out. The same thing with you, Nicole, with your significant other. This is the reality of what's going on. Listen, I'm getting a text right now. Let me see.
Yeah, listen. One is bluffing. One is bluffing, and one is scared to speak.
Nah, Monty.
Scared to speak. I always told you guys, silence is golden. Silence is golden in some situations. Silence. You just gotta listen.
Silence just saves you from getting yourself in something you can't.
No, you don't gotta say nothing because she knows I'm confirmed. She already, you know why she, Nicole don't gotta say nothing? Because I'm confirming what she already knows is the truth. Mm-hmm. There's no need to say nothing, bro.
So listen. So
the
Chantel,
only one delusional here is you. You don't want to see the leash around your neck.
No.
You don't see the leash, son. The leash is there.
It's an electronic leash when you're running, the dude gets shot, right? Chantel, do you have anything you would like to say? Because, you know, we about to wrap this up. I know it's been great. So do you have anything else on your mind? Anything, you know?
No, nothing on my mind. I'm just happy that you've been domesticated.
What color Kyle leash he has on? What color leash he has on?
Hey, listen. You know why Chantel is saying this? Chantel is saying this. John, the way, how come she's saying this is that the episode that y'all both was in on, I was telling them some stories of how trifling I was when I was in my 20s. And exactly. I said, I ran.
And look where you're at right now.
And she's holding me to the fire for that.
Yeah, just of course. Like, but look where you're at right now.
Just like I'm holding your sister to the fire. She come back on here and she's talking about, you know, I have a best friend. That's her sister. I have a best friend and I have a boyfriend, and you know, he got to deal with that. I even got it. You know, I got him.
Okay. Wait a minute. Chantel, you got a sister, a friend that actually
sister.
My sister has a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and he's male. And they've been in any relationship that she goes into, she lets them know that I have a male best friend, period. Mm-hmm. And you basically have to accept it whether
you don't.
Right.
And that's what you call she has, you know what? If you check her wallet, Chantel, and you look in there deeply, she has an A-class dog license. A-class. Not a B-class, an A-class dog license, because that's the highest level that you can get to make a man deal with that situation right there. Because most men ain't going to be going for that. Because she has an A-class license.
Man, she's a hell of a pilot, boy.
You got to bring your sister back then.
Those are the dog trainers my mother told me to watch out for when she was younger. Like, watch out for them A-plus. Check the card, son. Check the card. If it's A-plus, walk away.
Run. You run from that. Run. Yes. And wrapping up, man, this has been a great show. You know,
absolutely.
And you know, my parting words, right, for today is, you know, don't believe everything you hear, man. You know, people say things just to say things, man. And you know what? You gotta shake people, you and especially, let me tell you another, when you shake people, man, you gotta look them in the eyes, man. You say, oh, listen, okay, you telling me the truth or you lying? You get it, you gotta get it. You're gonna get lost in my outro, but you'll get it another day. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to get into details about what I'm talking about. Somebody out there is gonna understand.
Another show.
Somebody's gonna understand it. So, Nicole or whoever wants to give me an outro, Nicole.
I just say, everybody, you know, it was a great show. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe to Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast. We are not trying to influence you, but actually have an open forum, you know, and our opinions are just that, our own. Have a safe week. Everybody, you know, don't forget to smile and tell somebody you love them. You know, don't shy away from that.
And Chantel, you come back on with your peoples too, and you come back on solo. If you come back on solo again, you got to have the three questions. I know you got things in your head. You hear us. We all family. We all fun. You know, don't take things too literally.
They'll be here.
Yes. Okay, so what's your parting
words? I'm
waiting
to see this.
What's your parting words, Chantel?
My parting words simply is to
live life to your fullest.
Live life to your fullest. That's yeah, it. Listen. Hey.
Everybody's going to have an opinion.
Yes, their opinion doesn't matter.
Right, but you have to move to the beat of your own drum. That's how I see it.
There we go. That's a good one. Now, Ninja.
You know, I gotta take it out, right? You know, everybody out there, thank you for listening to the show today. Nicole, like Nicole says, you know, your opinion doesn't matter. Mine does, though. I don't care about anybody else, but that's just how I feel. But no, seriously, I need y'all to just bring it down a moment. I need y'all to listen to what I'm about to say next. Just take it down a notch, focus. You know, I feel that there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. You know, we walk around sometimes alive, but invisible. And to that person that's going through it, I need to tell you this. There's nothing wrong with forgetting about the past to embrace the future. Sometimes we have to let go of the past to embrace the future. Move forward. Mm-hmm. Don't look back. And that's all I have to say. I hope that person that needs that.
Move forward. Don't look back. You know? Well, this is the Your Opinion Doesn't Matter podcast. And we are Audi 5000. Peace and enjoy life. Peace.
Good night, everybody. Peace. Until the next show.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.